Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Haskell, Tremelin, Switzerland, February 7, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Haskell, our meeting in this place is ended. We were urged to come to Tremelin, for there had been a great change in the feelings of the people since Christmas. I then spoke in the chapel to about 300 people. The notice was given to the minister of the National Church to read, and he refused to read it. He thought it was a design to get the people out, that I might talk our views upon the Sabbath. I spoke decidedly upon practical godliness through the merits of Jesus Christ. The people were much pleased, and since that time they have looked upon Sabbath keepers with greater favor. In one of their gatherings, the matter was brought up of different beliefs and who had the truth. One uttered words that the Sabbath-keeping Adventists had the truth. There seemed to be considerable interest to hear me, and a desire expressed that I should come again. We responded to this request, and Brother Ings, Sister Ings, John Villemier, our interpreter, came to this place. I spoke Friday evening, Sabbath school in the morning. Brother Ings spoke upon the gifts in the forenoon, and all were deeply interested. I spoke again in the afternoon, and then gave opportunity for a social meeting. We had an excellent meeting. Hearts were deeply affected. Two who had taken no part in meeting, one for about 1 year, another for several years. They had become prejudiced against American laborers and against Sabbath keepers through circumstances that had unfortunately occurred. But there were hearty confessions made, and the young man, a dentist, took his stand fully with us again on the truth, to take his part with the church in harmony with them to do what he could to be a blessing rather than a hindrance. Brother Gwenin bore a good testimony. He stated that he had for years been laboring for a brother who has light upon the truth, but did not take his position for the Sabbath. This was the cross. In the week of prayer, he made earnest prayer to God in his behalf, and was sure the Lord would hear and answer. The result was that his brother, working upon the Sabbath, told his family that the seventh day was the Sabbath, and he should keep it. He said his tools that he used in his work seemed heavy, as though they would drop from his hands. But that which made the deepest impression upon his mind was reading the little tract, The Sufferings of Christ. Brother G. had indeed a matter of rejoicing that his brother had decided to obey the truth. And there was still another case. One man was deeply interested, a man of influence. And he was greatly in hopes that he would take his position on the Lord's side and be obedient to all of his commandments. This meeting was a solemn meeting. The softening, subduing power of God was in our midst. And still another young man, who had been through Satan's temptations, led into the sin of licentiousness, made humble confession, and expressed his desire to be a Christian. After the meeting, some came into the house where I was. It was then the closing hours of the Sabbath. Those who had been deeply moved made request that I should pray, and I did so, and Brother John Villemier interpreted. Then was a most touching scene. The young man, with tears running down his face, shook hands with us all. His three sisters he kissed and asked their forgiveness. There were many tears shed. This was not the one who had been licentious, but who had become discouraged. Today, the minister of the National Church, who refused to read the notice of my meeting, was present. He was invited evening after the Sabbath to give out the hymn and open the meeting by prayer. I had freedom in speaking. He thanked me after the discourse for the words spoken, so we think another victory was gained in this place. I leave tomorrow for Basel, and we feel to thank God that we have seen tokens of good. The prejudice is being broken down, and we hope the seeds of truth are being sown in some hearts. We cannot tell what the results may be. A Paul may plant, and Apollos water, but God giveth the increase. We want to walk humbly with God. We want to wait upon the Lord, that we may renew our strength. In Him is life. In Him is salvation. We may bring Him into our life and character. We may be wholly and entirely the Lord's. Many have heard temperance in such a manner as they never heard it before.